In an age of equal rights and equal time, it is only fair to give the dads equal attention. A few weeks ago, it was the moms that were in the spotlight. So, ladies, move over, make room for the men. In fact, a very select and special group of men, fathers. As if you didn't already know, every store window, newspaper, national magazine in America has been parading gift ideas before your face for the past 30 days. Families have been wondering what they're going to do with the fathers in their lives, whether we're going to wrap them with robes, fill them with food, surprise them with golf clubs, tickle them with tools, or just cover them with kisses. If I know dads, most of them are going to blush no matter what we do. They are so used to being the ones who are doing the providing. Receiving is kind of weird. Occasionally, it's downright embarrassing. Most dads are quick to say to their families with pardonable pride, sit back and relax and leave the striving to us. Fathers, you are indeed very special. A passage of scripture says, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Yet not like his father David, he did everything as his father Joash had done. While a grown man was awaiting surgery in a hospital, he began to talk with his father. And he said, I sure hope I can be home by Father's Day. The two began to recall the various Father's Day celebrations that they had shared through the years. And then the son said, I still feel so badly that when I was 10 years old, I didn't give you a card or a gift. The father replied, Son, I remember the Saturday before that Father's Day. I saw you in a store, but you didn't see me. I watched, and you picked up several cigars, and you stuffed them in your pocket. I knew you had no money, and I suspected that you were about to take those cigars as a present for me. I felt extremely sad to think that you would leave the store without paying for them. But almost as soon as you tucked the cigars in your pocket, you pulled them out and you put them back in the box on the shelf. When you stayed outside playing all the next day because you had no present to give me, you probably thought I was hurt. You were wrong. When you put those cigars back and you decided not to break the law, you gave me the best Father's Day present I ever received. The greatest honor a parent can receive is children who serve the Lord. Matt, age 10, was once asked to rate his parents' love for him on a scale from 1 to 10. Immediately he said, a 10. And then he explained, Dad's always bumping me when he walks by. And we wrestle on the floor. And Mom, she's always hugging and kissing me, although she has stopped doing it in front of my friends. When 14-year-old Melanie was asked, how do you know your father loves you? She responded, he helps me with my homework. This year, he has really put in a lot of time on my algebra. I couldn't believe he remembers all that stuff. I want you to think this morning about your dad. Meditate on what that one individual has contributed to you. Think about his influence over you, his investment in you, his insights to you. Study his face, the lines that are now indelibly etched on your mind. Listen again to the echo of his voice, that infectious laughter. those unique expressions that emerge through the miracle of memory. Feel his hand around yours, his strong, secure arms across your shoulders. That grip that once communicated a strange mixture of gentleness and determination, compassion and masculinity. Watch his walk. There's no other walk like his, is there? Those sure steps, that unique stride, arms swinging and back arched just so. Best of all, remember his exemplary character. The word really is integrity. Pause and recall just one or two choice moments in your past when he stood alone, when he stood by you in a time of storm, when he protected you from the bitter blast of life's harsh consequences, when he said, "Honey, I forgive you," instead of, "You ought to be ashamed." In the wake of such a legacy, which time can never rob, give God thanks. That's all. Just thank the giver of every good and perfect gift for the meaningful marks your dad has branded on the care of your character, the wholesome habits that he has woven into the fabric of your flesh. And while meandering through this forest of nostalgia, stop at the great oak tree named Proverbs and reflect upon the words the wise man carved into the bark 29 centuries ago, and it says, "A righteous man walks in his integrity. How blessed are his sons and daughters after him." Oh, how true that is. Dad, he's not perfect. He'd be the first to admit it. Nor is he infallible, much to his own dismay. Nor altogether fair, nor always right. But there's one thing he is, always and altogether. He is your dad, the only one you'll ever have. And quite frankly, there's only one thing that he needs on Father's Day, plain and simple. He needs to hear you say four words, "Dad, I love you." That's the best gift that you can give. If you give him your love, you can keep all the other stuff. Come to think of it, it's the most important gift of all. Yes, this is a very special day indeed. Fathers, you know how special you are, and especially if you have daughters. This is Father's Day, but as you also know, that is my daughter. It's her first wedding anniversary. 1 year ago today, she gave her dad a book, and inside she wrote these words, "Dad, I can't believe I'm getting married today. I've waited for this day my whole life. I never knew until now how hard it would be to leave you and Mom. I've always been your baby, and I'll continue to be. I've always dreamed that my husband would remind me of you, so I'd always feel that you are near. He really does in so many ways. I love you so much. Don't worry. You will always be my best boyfriend, because after today, I'll finally have a husband. P.S. I'll be coming back. Love always, me." Thanks, Dad. All the dads, for all you do. May God grant you love, joy, peace, happiness, good health, an abundance of fond memories. Not just this day on Father's Day, but every day.